So November 4, uniform Bravo Golf.
WTF mobile.
KO4 WGF, this is KO4 BXE.
Going today. Where are you calling out of?
I was trying to see if I could get out on that. KO4 BXE, I think I lost you. Are you there now?
Still here, you're sounding a lot better now. How about me?
Yes, sir, that's a little better. I moved. I was sitting in the driveway here. I just got this hooked up in my Jeep, just seeing if it was getting out. I moved about 10 feet and it seemed like I'm doing a little better.
A lot better. It's amazing what 10 feet will do. What kind of setup you got in your Jeep?
So I just installed a Yazoo FT2900, and right now I'm just using a magnet mount antenna, a Tram magnet mount antenna, but I've got a Comet that I just got to get a fender mount for it for the Jeep. I think it'll do a lot better than the magnet mount.
Well, it's sounding a lot better now. Where are you calling out of?
In Tuxedo, North Carolina.
Not even sure where that is. I'm actually just outside of Easley, South Carolina right now, headed home to Williamson.
It is hot down there as it is up here today. It's awful muggy up here.
We're on our way back home from Table Rock. We did a little bit of swimming and hanging out for a birthday party. The car is saying 90 degrees, but I'm not sure how accurate that is, but it is definitely muggy. KO4 WTF.
Okay, if you were at Table Rock, you're really not too far from where I am, just on the other side of the mountain. Yeah, I'm in a little town, Tuxedo. The community's Green River. Not too far from the repeater, but got a couple of hills between us.
I'm always amazed that repeater reaches out as far as it does, and I keep forgetting that it goes the opposite direction, north too, that it doesn't just go south. When I heard North Carolina, I was like, man, that's pretty good ways away, but it really isn't all that far. Over.
Yeah, copy that. This is actually one of the only repeaters that I can hit from my house. On a good day, I can hit a couple of others. But this is the main one that I can get from my house, especially on a handy talkie, but even in the mobile.
Standing outside, I can get it on a handy talkie. Right now, I'm actually running Lexian or Leshian VV898, and I got it set up in a little backpack configuration just in the car, running off its own battery. But this is really my first day out running it, and it's doing amazingly well right now. Over.
Roger that. KO4BXE for ID. Yeah, I'm trying to get something set up here, and I set this up in my Jeep today, and I've been running a handy talkie just while I'm out driving around, and that just wasn't working very well. I actually had an external antenna that I would hook to it, and just 5 watts. I still wasn't getting what I wanted, so I found this radio pretty reasonable, used, and just got it installed. But I do got to get a little better antenna set up. I'm not real happy with the magnet mount antenna. Roger.
You and I are about the same boat. I've had this mag antenna plugged into a little handy talkie on my work van, and then recently I put it on my actual car, and then I got this radio. and I'm going to start looking for something that's a little more permanent, like a better antenna and maybe something actually wired into the car as well. But right now, I kind of like the flexibility of the little internal battery mobile setup.
I like to be able to, you know, take it from one car to the other. We camp a little bit out of the Jeep, and so we, you know, we do get in some somewhat remote places. We don't get too crazy rough, you know. I have to remember that I have to drive it home, so I don't ever want to, you know, roll my Jeep over or anything. So we don't do a lot of crazy off-roading, but I don't know. I decided I just wanted something with a little more power in case I ever did get in a situation where I needed to reach out to a repeater.
It's also nice just to have, even if you are, if you're camping and you're hiking, you got something that can reach out a little bit more from base camp if people are out hiking and just roaming around the woods as well.
Yeah, roger that. I'd like to get my wife licensed just for that purpose. It would be nice to be able to talk to her simplex, you know, if I'm out hiking and she's at camp.
I understand that. We got enough people with Boy Scouts. There's enough of the adults that have their license that it really comes in handy when we're out doing that kind of stuff.
This is Michael on this end. I didn't catch your name.
And I'm from Williamston down here in South Carolina. So it's nice talking to you. This is probably the longest conversation I've had. I've had my license since late November. And I really just haven't been able to talk much because I can't talk from inside the house, and my little HT on a mag mount wasn't doing much.
Copy that. Yeah, it does sound like you and I are in the same boat. I've not had my license, my ticket, maybe 3 months now, maybe, something like that, maybe four. But I don't know. At first, I was a little nervous about, you know, just keying up and talking, but I've learned to just do it, just key up and talk. Roger.
The thing is, like, biggest thing for me is, what do I really have to talk about, you know? Because most of the time, it's either talking about the weather or the radio or, you know, what you got at the grocery store. And, I'm not usually up for much of that, but, you know, I think it's a handy thing to have, especially if you do a lot of outdoor stuff.
That's the primary reason that I wanted to get licensed. I'm not real techie. I sure am learning, and I had to study quite a bit to get my ticket. But I wanted it mostly for the outdoor activities and you know, for when the power goes out. And you know, I'm not some crazy prepper guy, but I do see where it could sure be useful in a situation where you need to have communication and nothing else is working.
The main thing why I got it too, I was looking into it about the same time I found out that some of the Boy Scout leaders have theirs, and they, you know, it was almost the same time that I was watching YouTube videos. We went on a camp out and they were walking around with these things, talking to people all over, and I'm like, man, what is that? And it all worked out pretty good, so they helped me out a little bit, and man, that electrical stuff kicked my rear end. I pretty much just had to sit down and memorize.
Well, that's the same way for me.
It was good talking to you. I'm just on the south side of Easley now, and it seems like it's still hitting pretty well, but I'm just going to go ahead and hang it up and drive.
It was good talking to you, Todd. 73's to you, and have a good day. Maybe I'll talk to you again. KO4BXE, I'm clear.
You have a good day, too. KO4WTF, clear.